AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's first stop on his first international trip is with U.S. troops at a Royal Air Force base in England.
The United States is back, and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future.
Biden will meet with fellow G7 leaders in Britain before a NATO summit and another summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. President says part of his goal is to show the U.S. and other democracies are strong.
We have to discredit those who believe that the age of democracy is over, as some of our fellow nations believe. We have to expose as false the narrative that decrees of dictators can match the speed and scale of the 21st challenges.
Sources tell the AP the Biden administration is set to buy 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to share with some of the world's poorest nations. Sagar Magani has more.
According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden tomorrow will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance.
To help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan would not confirm the plan while flying to Europe with the president. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. The announcement comes days after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine surplus with other nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Arizona man driving a box truck that plowed into bicyclists on a stretch of Nevada highway in December, killing five, injuring four others, is sentenced to a minimum of 16 years in Nevada State Prison for driving under the influence of methamphetamine causing death. Jordan Alexander Barson apologized and asked for forgiveness during the first day of an emotional two-day sentencing hearing in Las Vegas. This is AP News. A Tennessee prosecutor feels confident his office has solved a 45-year-old cold case that included the murder of a businessman and a former governor. Grand jury in Chattanooga, Tennessee says then-Governor Ray Blanton's administration paid part of the money to a man hired to kill a key federal witness against the administration. Hamilton County District Attorney Neil Pinkston says he is certain Blanton's people had a hand in the murder of Samuel Pettyjohn.
Monies for the contract came from some people in the Chattanooga community, and one of the cooperating individuals we have indicated that a third party paid portion of the contract on behalf of Governor Ray Blanton's administration.
Pettyjohn, part of Blanton's scheme to sell pardons, was cooperating with the FBI investigation at the time he was killed. While the governor never went to jail, several members of his administration did. Authorities add at least five witnesses in the case were murdered or killed themselves. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.